I want to move on to our next piece now. This is regulations were signed to allow local authorities to use CCTV to combat illegal dumping. And just to give an example, we got a message in from a listener already. A resident of Swinemount in Fyries complains that there is continuous illegal dumping of nappies alongside the roadside there. None of the locals have young children, so it's not someone living locally. Is this someone who's deliberately travelling to the area to repeatedly do this? It's absolutely disgusting. Has anyone got any solutions? Now, I wonder if CCTV might be one of those solutions. And joining me for more on this on the line is Fianna Fáil councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald. Fionnán, good afternoon and thanks for joining me on the show today.
Good afternoon, Mark, to you and to everyone listening into Radio Kerry this afternoon. Yes, Mark, it is good news that at long last legislation has been signed allowing for the use of drones and CCTV in relation to illegal dumping. This is something that I called for and many other councillors in Kerry County Council over the last number of years to try and get in, because as you pointed out there, illegal dumping is a massive scourge in our county. We live in a beautiful county from end to end, top to bottom. It is a fantastic amenity that we have, that we share with the rest of the world, and we are privileged to live here and to be here, but not everyone looks on it that way. And unfortunately, as in the case in Swinemount outside Fyries, and there are many other instances of it in my own electoral area of Castle Island and throughout the county, there are many instances of people that just abuse and blackguard highly the natural environment that we have around us. We live in a very rural environment, and that's one of the advantages of being in Kerry, but that brings its own challenge in terms of monitoring the county as regards illegal dumping. And I and many other councillors have called for this legislation to be enacted over the years. Why? Because it is obvious that there are areas that are hotspots and where illegal dumping is going on. In my own area, Ballymacleligate, Larcombane, Corns, and around Castle Island, there are many hotspots. And they would be known to locals, they would be known to Kerry County Council, but now at long last we just might have the tool by which we can catch people in the act. If you or I were at this on a daily basis or 52 weeks of the year, we need to be lucky every time, whereas on the side of the law and on the side of right and on the side of people, we need only be lucky once. So hopefully the idea that we can have CCTV or drone footage being used in this case is a massive step forward, Mark.
And is that the idea, Fionnán? Because obviously it's unrealistic to expect CCTV to be implemented all over every single road, every single country, you know, road and junction and what have you, that perhaps you target particular hotspots where illegal dumping is prevalent.
Absolutely. You would have to target hotspots. And one of my first things now as council will be two things I'll be looking to happen, is that the legislation has been signed in, but now the code of practice or the code of conduct for local authorities would have to be drafted and designed and passed, and I will be calling for that to be done as quickly as possible. And number two, it needs to be cost efficient. It needs to be cost efficient for the taxpayer, because I think we all realise that gone are the days when CCTV should cost an arm and a leg. It shouldn't cost an awful lot to put a discreet camera somewhere where it's a hotspot for illegal dumping and let it record and check it every now and again. Yes, I would be calling on Kerry County Council to get the best value for money around this, that we can have many of them. The GDPR and all of that will have to be worked through, and the legislation being signed today should help it. But I think number one, the code of conduct or the code of practice for local authorities should be drafted as quickly as possible, and two, the cost. Why the cost? Because we can have many more of them up and about then. And that message will and should get out to those that are involved in illegal dumping. I mean, that case in Swinemount, that says to me, and there are many other instances that pop to my head in the Castle Island electoral area, that is somebody that is purposely coming from an area where they don't have the wheelie bin or they're not bothering with it, and they're picking on a rural area, they're picking on innocent people, they're picking on good people, and they're polluting that environment. And CCTV cameras being installed at a reasonable cost to the taxpayer should go a long way towards it, Mark.
And as well as that, I suppose, with you got the cost of it, which is important to bear in mind, but there also presumably would have to be follow-on resources as well as this, because you'd have to have staff from Kerry County Council potentially monitoring this or being available to look back on it if particular incidents come about.
Absolutely, because, I mean, we have excellent little wardens in Kerry County Council, and in my case, they'd be good enough to give me their own personal mobile number, so I can contact the environment section of Kerry County Council as a councillor, or I can go direct to the litter warden. But if they are going to be tied up with viewing footage to see what is happening in a certain area, and there are many cameras, well then, you know, their time is going to be devoted to that. And I think, you know, the thing is going to have to be financed robustly into the future to make the CCTV cameras of an advantage to the people of Kerry.
And the regulations that were signed by Minister Arsene Smith today, they include CCTV, but interestingly they also open the door to the use of drones. Is that kind of, I mean, are we talking years down the line there, or is how realistic is it to expect Kerry County Council maybe to have drone footage available to them, or is that maybe perhaps with the idea that private maybe landowners might have drone footage of their own land that might be able to be used by the council if they're trying to prosecute people?
I think my sense from what I've been hearing from government circles today is that the legislation or the CCTV is very much because it is called for by local authorities, and the drone footage is something that can be looked at into the future. It has a potential around large gatherings, where you would have large gatherings of people at a function or whatever it is, and they might be walking maybe half a mile to get back to their vehicle or something like that, and there's somebody purposely dumping rubbish there. It might be of use there. I think it leaves the door open towards further investigation as to the use of drones for Kerry County Council and other local authorities. But I think naturally you are right, Mark. The main focus will be for the moment on CCTV cameras and their use. So I very, very much welcome the announcement today. It's something that has been badly, badly wanted. It's an awful, awful scourge upon our good people of Kerry, and to see at long last the legislation around CCTV cameras being allowed is a great, great step forward for all of us in Kerry today. Much more work to be done, Mark, but it is certainly a step in the right direction.
I was going to say, Fionnuala, finally, just it's potentially not the silver bullet. Maybe that it was originally imagined that this might just wipe out the problem totally, because suddenly you've got a very easy way of prosecuting individuals for this. Potentially it might have some, I suppose, teething issues, and it might not be the immediate silver bullet that you need straight away to wipe this out altogether.
Absolutely. Certainly, any time in life when you come across the silver bullet, it puts alarm bells going in my own head. I think CCTV is but one measure amongst a suite of measures that can be taken, and in most cases are being taken, around illegal dumping. For example, I couldn't stress more the importance of education. And, you know, I'm involved, I'm a secondary teacher myself, and a member of boards of management of schools throughout Kerry, and I see on a daily basis the great work that schools are doing in relation to illegal dumping. And you can't beat education, because I'm always of the opinion we should encourage our youth to do the right thing for the right reason rather than do the wrong thing to try and avoid getting caught. And if you have people aiming upwards in life and aiming for the best that they can be rather than going as low as I can go and can I get away with this, then we're going down a slippery slope immediately. So I see CCTV and the legislation around it as but one tool amongst a suite of measures to help conquer this difficulty. I suppose, unfortunately, we will never completely eradicate this problem, but if we can go somewhere towards controlling it for the people of Swinemount and Fieries and other areas in Castle Island and Kerry in general, and we've done a good day's work, Mark.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll see where it goes. I'm sure there's many more updates to come as we figure out exactly how this is going to be implemented. But thank you very much for joining me on the show this afternoon, Councillor Fionnuala Fitzgerald.
No problem. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.